Have you been struggling with the new normal we are navigating ourselves through? Are you feeling drained from all the precautions we must take and cannot find time to pause and reset? Is it hard for you to find the time and ways to release stress? If any of this resonates with you, then you're in the right place. I will be sharing bite-sized tips on the practice of breath, meditation, and how to make lifestyle changes to help you find peace and joy in every moment of your daily life practice. Hi, I'm your host, Madhavi, and I help people eliminate physical and mental stress to reach their lifestyle goals through the practice of yoga and wellness coaching. I'm a healthcare worker, a yoga teacher, a yoga coach, and a lifestyle and wellness coach. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and wellness. After all, you have nothing to lose but only stress. Welcome to Follow Me Friday. Today, we're going to be discussing goals, making goals, and how to reach those goals. Many of us have goals and running in the background in the subconscious mind, and we're like, yeah, I'm going to get to this. But how do you actually get closer to a goal or reach a goal? How do you actually get there? Well, number one, we need to create the goal. What goal are you trying to reach? Whether it be monetary, physical, the way you eat, just a mental thing, anything that you want, you have to create, this is what I want to do, and just make it, put it up there. It's going to be very broad, it's going to be big, and just put it up there. The next thing that you need to do is actually create a map, a GPS, on how to get to that goal. Just think about it. If I wanted to drive to Pittsburgh to see a friend, and I know my friend lives in Pittsburgh in a town out there, I wouldn't just jump in the car and drive unless I've been there so many times and I know it by heart. But the very first time you go somewhere, we're going to pop it into the GPS to get there. The GPS is what we need to get to our goal. Our goal is our final destination. That's what we're trying to do, is get to that destination. You don't just jump in the car and drive and hope you're going to get there. Well, the same thing with goals. We don't just jump on board and say, I'm going to get to this goal and I have no idea how I'm going to get there. So, starting off with creating a map. How am I going to get there? And creating a map, a GPS, the directions to get there, is working backwards, taking mini steps and making those steps and putting them down, starting from the top, from your final destination of what your goal is, and making mini steps going down. Starting with a very small step and working on that change each day, that same change, until it becomes a habit. You're just do that every day, making that small change. And then when you finally have that down packed, you move to the next point on your GPS, on your map. Start working on that change. It may take a month, it may take 6 weeks, it may take 6 months, it may take a year to get to your final destination. But the thing is, once you get to that goal, you're going to be able to stay at that goal and not go revert back to your old ways, because you made these mini steps to get there. Mini steps to get there, and you took your time until you actually created that to become a habit, something that you do without even thinking. For example, when we walk into a room, we just turn on the light switch. It's just something we don't even think about doing. So that's how we become closer and closer, we get to our goals, and that's how we also stay successful once we reach our goal. We don't revert back down the path. So reaching our goals. If you want to know more, connect with me. You can send me a message. I would love to talk to you more about how to help you create goals, find strengths that you have, and create methods that work for you in your own lifestyle. Because each of us has been created different. Each of us has a different lifestyle. Each of us have different needs. So there is no one size that fits all. Yes, a plan will work while you're on the plan, but will that plan work for you when you are just moving through your own life practice? Thank you for listening, and until next Friday, bye. Thanks for listening to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you won't miss upcoming episodes. If you would like to get more tips and tricks on how to live a healthy lifestyle, ask to join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Answer the 3 questions, follow the rules to be let into the group. If you want to learn more about my weekly yoga sessions and group coaching sessions, visit www.pranahealthpc.com for more information. I also will have all of these links in the show notes. Until next time, live healthy and live well.